Test 75, Section 1, Question 16. Now, with this one, we're looking for the role played by in the argument by the claim that the greatest expense in irrigated agriculture is pumping the water. So we want to know what's that role. It says it's possible to grow agricultural crops that can thrive when irrigated with seawater. Okay, so we can grow crops with seawater. Such farming, if undertaken near oceans, would be cheaper than most other agriculture. Okay, so that sounds conclusion-y, since the water would not have to be pumped far. So yeah, that's sounding like the conclusion is going to be farming with seawater would be cheaper than most other. The greatest expense in irrigated agriculture is pumping the water. Okay, and the pumping costs increase with the distance the water is pumped. So the greatest pumping cost is pumping the water, and that increases. So it's evidence in favor of the conclusion, because it's saying if it's going to be cheaper than when you pump in seawater, that relies on the evidence that the greatest expense is pumping the water, and that those increase with distance. So it's saying you could pump it shorter, and therefore it's going to be cheaper. So, A, it's a claim that the argument shows to be false. No, it's evidence. Hypothesis that if proven would undermine. No, it's evidence. B, it is evidence provided to support the conclusion. That sounds like what we said. D, it is the argument's conclusion. No, it's evidence. And E, it is a claim for which the argument provides evidence, but which is not the argument's conclusion. Well, it doesn't actually provide evidence that the greatest expense is pumping the water. It's just saying that is the greatest expense, but it doesn't explain or give proof how. And so therefore, answer choice C is definitely our best answer.